You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. WVXU, in partnership with CET Public Television, is examining the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. The project is called American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen. And as part of that initiative, a conversation this morning with Dr. Anthony Smith, the Assistant Superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools. Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Mark. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Very well. Thank you for being here. Now, we'll talk about graduation rates to begin with, and recently the process for calculating graduation rates in Ohio changed. What changed?
Well, one of the major pieces that changed is, of course, you know, the dropout rate in Ohio is roughly considered to be the flip side of the graduation rate. So It's calculated and reported by the state on the Ohio report cards for schools and district. This year, a big change is how the rate is calculated took place due to a federal mandate.
Okay.
We realize that not just Cincinnati Public, but a lot of schools took a hit based on how that calculation comes out. So our rate is fluctuating. We don't know exactly how much it's going to fluctuate because we know that next week some new rates and some new mandates may come out. And so we have to recalculate and recalibrate all over again.
I can imagine that's a bit frustrating.
But we want to make sure that we give our public accurate information so that they know exactly how diligent we are with our work with the young people of Cincinnati Public Schools.
Now, in recent years, the dropout rate, let's not go to the graduation, but flip it to the dropout rate, has it been growing, staying the same here in Cincinnati?
The good part about the
dropout... Before the change in the calculation,
yes. But the good part, schools have been working very diligently to keep young people focused about education. And one of the strategies that we're using, it's been tried and tested at Schroeder Paideia, where we are transitioning schools from the traditional 9 through 12. Students are now moving in from 7 through 12, where they will get an introduction to Algebra 1. Algebra 1 then becoming a concentrated content area in 8th grade, geometry 9th grade, Algebra 2 10th grade, and then calculus and some advanced classes for 11th and 12th, because the state changed it again and said our young people need 4 years of math as opposed to 3.
And math has been a big motivating factor for kids to drop out of school, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Math and science. So when you give the young people the opportunity to work with content specialists, and this is no bad issue as it relates to K-8 schools, but many of the K-8 teachers are not content specialists. They're generalists, and they can teach all subjects across the board. But in order for us to go very, very narrow and very, very deep and very, very rigorous, these teachers must be concentrated in content areas like math, like science, like English, like reading, and not be generalists, but these are people who actually majored in their respective universities in that content area. So our students are now getting the opportunity to work with content specialists, which in turn gives them a better handle on the concepts.
Is it more difficult to try to keep a child from dropping out in high school that late in the game, because there was the Annie Casey study about reading levels at the third grade?
Yes, sir.
And that being an indication beyond. So how effective are these strategies when you're talking about the older kids?
Well, the good part about it is when you give young people the opportunities to showcase their talent, and we're working now in capstone projects, and a capstone project is a chance where kids can showcase exactly what they know with that particular content. They're demonstrating it, and it's not the trifold boards anymore with displays.
Right.
It's actually very, very intense PowerPoints. And so what will happen, students that are in 9th grade will present with a group of 4, and then students in 10th will present with 3, students in 11th will present with 2, and then the student has a senior project where he presents alone. And number one, it builds capacity. We realized that using that strategy actually improved attendance. It actually improved it was part of our positive school culture, because when kids have to work in collaboration, they get along much, much better when there is a goal at the end of the tunnel.
And you're depending on someone else, not just yourself.
Absolutely.
That teamwork building, I guess, being part of the community.
And actually having some ownership and responsibility for your part of the capstone initiative. So we are using that in the focus groups. We're bringing people from the community, from one of our good partners of GE. And they're actually presenting some of their data out at the GE plant out in Evendale, where you have real engineers and real people in that business that are assessing that capstone project to determine how authentic it really is.
So not only teamwork, but I understand you're also introducing individual academic plans and college and career planning tools to help?
We are very excited about the individual academic plans. Every student in high school will have an individual academic plan tailored just for them. And then we've launched onto a fantastic tool called Naviance, where Naviance actually gives kids an opportunity to figure out what career, what college experience do I want to have prior to getting to the college door. It's too late to talk about my career when I'm a senior in high school.
Oh, yes.
That's why so many majors change on the college level. So Naviance can be launched as early as seventh grade, where you start talking about your strengths, you start talking about the university, what GPA do I need, what that financial aid picture looks like. And the other thing that we are not allowed to sell kids anymore, we can't have careers that have already been outsourced. They're already outdated. So we're talking about current careers. Naviance gives us a current career platform that we can look at every single day to see what careers are changing in the world of work.
Now, do you find the students buying into this, really becoming involved? You mentioned, you know, having the capstone projects and the collaboration with other students has helped, but, you know, firming up in their mind the direction they're going?
Well, here's a good part. Naviance is first launched as an assessment just so you can get a profile about yourself. So it's launched through the counseling office, through Project Search, and some of the other initiatives that we have on sites at every school. What we found out is students are also going into Naviance deeper on their own without any direction from the counselor. So the initial step is say, here's an intro, here's a profile about you. Now, you can launch onto Naviance whenever you want from any one-to-one, any iPad, any piece of technology so that you can figure out, is this the career that you really want to go into, or is this a university you want to seek? We have been very, very pleased that the hits on Naviance have been absolutely amazing, and it's across the board. It's not just one place. Some schools are just getting their intro to Naviance, and this will be something that is a recurring thing. It's not just a one-shot deal. So we'll go back and do some authentic calculations to figure out how often are you using Naviance, and is this tool really giving you the preparation, the background information that you need to select universities or careers?
It sounds like a lot of great work going on. Great collaboration, too. I know from our research here at WVXU with the American Graduate Initiative, how many folks in the community are talking to each other. And we're talking school systems, talking amongst themselves, and having companies and corporations involved. Still, what do you perceive there on the front line as the greatest challenge that we face in trying to lower the dropout rate?
Well, one of the greatest challenges is to make sure that the community understands that we are launching something very, very unique and very, very specific. It's not a cookie cutter approach anymore where we put all the students in one basket and think that we can deliver it to the market on time. With this approach, we're saying we're going to individualize every segment of your life just to make it tailored for you. It's like having a great physician. If he gives you that special care and that special time, what are you going to do as a patient? You're going to recommend other people to his service or to his practice. So we're hoping that that galvanizes the troops and some of our kids come back to Cincinnati Public knowing that we have something very, very unique, specific for every single student. But mind you, students are going to test this and they're going to examine their portfolios and their profiles, and they're going to share that information with other students to see, do I have something that's very unique for me? What they'll be able to find out, it will be absolutely amazing when they see that this is tailored just for me. That's the amazing part of it. Education should have been streamlined in this manner forever. However, we've tried to put kids in a time capsule that says we will finish everything at the same time. And then when you go back to the graduation piece, some of our students can stay, students with disabilities can stay in our system until they're 22. Unfortunately, the way the calculations come out, he's considered a dropout. Even though we're still educating him, one of the fantastic things that happened through our project search department, students are working in various locations. These are students with disabilities, and some of them work at Fifth Third Bank just as part of an experience to get that experience. And we were very, very pleased. Out of 8 kids in the rotation at Fifth Third, 8 of them were selected for full-time employment with benefits, and they work at Fifth Third Bank.
Well, congratulations on the successes, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Dr. Anthony Smith, the Assistant Superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools, a conversation related to American Graduate, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. If you'd like to learn more about the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative and more about Cincinnati Public Schools' efforts to reduce the dropout rate and improve the graduation rate, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.